We're holding Simon Kotzadekes, Sivayz, Lodo Sugil Chafibo. Again, Chafibo, we have Ezes Takono. According to Isis, it means the Sar, and the Minik is Kalagof. Mashengi Rashi, that Kons Ezra is a whole Tai Gof. But everyone agrees, the Loch is, you have to avoid doing the Sar, beside the Kons Ezra. How do you do Chafibo upon the Sar? So the Mechab over here brings down two different Lochas, based upon the Gemara in Nidodat Samach Vav. The Gemara brings down two statements from Rava. First, you should not do chafifa, not with neter, and not with chol. The second, do not do chafifa with cold water, only with the case of hot water. So first, the Mechaber switches the water around and says hot and cold first, before the soap. So that's just because that's a metzias, how a person first puts water upon themselves first, before they put on the soap. They go through each one. First, the idea of putting on hot water, the reason behind it is machlokes among the Rishonim. The way how Rashi says over is because when you put on cold water, the yehir gets to be hard. Therefore, it cannot get the lichluch out from inside the yehir. Therefore, there's dirt inside the yehir, a chatzitz over here. The way how the Rambam, the Torah, they bring down, that even there's no lichluch, but the yehir itself sticks together, and the chatzitz is not the lichluch, the chatzitz is yehir itself. That's the chatzitz over here. The Mechaber brings down the Lashon of the Rambam and the Torah, and says the Baya is the hears itself. A kamdel and nafkamino. Let's say you take a shower, hot water, cleans it very well. Then at the end you go inside cold water for the shower. According to Rashi, there's no lichluch anymore. Won't be a problem. According to the Rambam, according to the Torah, how the Mechaber paskins will make your hair stick together, and there'll be a Baya until the sugiv chatzitzo. Then when the Sefer Shari Torah and the Baya Shulchan brings down, you do hot water and then cold water, you have a problem over here. Your hair sticks together. And therefore, Agam the Olam knows, is a Gemara in Shabbos, Adachim Aleph, that says the correct way of taking a shower is to first take a hot water, and then mitzad refua, go afterwards the last moment, go inside cold. Mitzad sukim chatzitza, you'll have this bayah over here, and not to go out inside cold the last thing, because then we paskin the bayah, the hair will stick together. A second point over here, the local is there's a case of chamim, hot. What about peishim, lukewarm? So, it's a shalom in general, when he said lashon hot, does it mean lafuke, cold? Lashon gemara said lafuke, cold? Or does it mean anything less than hot? So first, being on Rishonim, there's a Rashi, and Sefer Lekutei Apardes, a yorkeach, a shpul eleket, this causes what to do ruchitza during the 9 days, mitzad ha-sugah of going to chafifo. Says Rashi, very simple, peishim. During the 9 days, you mach on hot water. But in the Geta Sugim Chafiva, use a case of Poshim. We have Rishonim this way. Chach Mazadim brings it down. Loch Lamaisa Poshim is Nichon Geter of hot. The Ben Ishchai goes this way. The Moshe and Shuva. And Numis Poshim, Moshe and Messiah's Moshe. And Numis farming down Poshim is Beseder. Atzad Hasheni, they point out, Shulchan Aruch says Poshim. That's the steamers. Shulchan Aruch says Chamim. Steamers are Poshim, is you have to have a case of Chamim. Aleph. Second is, the halacha is, let's say, an Erev Shabbos. We have mitzvah to take a shower, l'kovod Shabbos, says the Mechaber. The word of the Mechaber is hot water. Says it be a halacha, what about Peshim? Shmuel's not clear. He's misubik about it. He says, of course, cold water is not mekayim the mitzvah. But even Peshim, he's not that sure, you're mekayim the Indian. So he himself is ready to be mechalik, neget, l'kovod Shabbos, not to use a case of Peshim. Therefore, everyone knows Erev Shabbos. Make sure you have kashti in your soul. In the mountains, make sure you have good hot water running. Otherwise, if a bayam it's had the mitzkiyumis of washing yourself Erev Shabbos, you have to have hot water. A third point, negate the halacha of going Friday night. We know the halacha you cannot use hot water. That's beside the goinim. Sugya of schito. What about nichol get a peishim? So we had the pesach tshuva. We're talking noy biyuda, and the mishmur being done simin shinchavav. The anhoga of not to go inside a bath is maybe dafka hot. Not a case of poishim. Poishim is different than case of hat. Says the Gemara by us that the halacha is when do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, when you go to the mikvah on Friday night, it's efshir to do chafifa on Friday night. Therefore, you go do chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Why is it efshir for? You could learn efshir mitzvah suga. You can't call me here mitzvah suga of gezes. But the Rashi says the bayah is mitzad. You don't have any hot water. No hot water. You need hot water. The Gemara says. What do you mean? Have poishim, have lukewarm water. What's the problem? Lukewarm water on Shabbos, the Ma'aseh is mutter. So the one being a riot, from the Rajbo, he says, Tad over here, that the poishim not nichel together of chamim, and therefore there's marim brisk and tshuva. We said the poishim is not good enough. Kin tar balochol. And therefore, look at this form as banenu the balei shulchan or avozner marakoyin. Say b'shasad chak. We have the chokh basad of Rashi, but there are chokhim over here, and we have sourced to mechalik whether in the Shabbos where Islamach shin chavav or other mekaris. And therefore, lechatchila of vada have real hot water and not poishim will also come out a nafkamino. Let's say you went to mikvah Friday night. Mikvah Friday night, of course, only poshim, poshit, least that's not local, the holopokas. You go, come back home, Rosh says you have to go back again, because for whatever reason you have a chatzitza. Poshim, you have to make sure, go through your ear, make sure, no knots there. Maybe definitely get a tzayin over there. Now the question is, what is the get of poshim? What is the get of chamim? We discussed it already in Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the Shalit in Rei Samach, in Shinchavav and Archaim. Not that simple. Over here, Lamaisa the Bada Shulchan says the get of poshim is totally lo of the main am. What do they call poshim? What do they call chamim? The way how this Oresh Betshuva, or the way that Rabbi Forth brings down, the get is chamimus haroi, 98.6, that's nichel the get of poshim. Which again, you have to know how, what is poshim practically in the get to us. Agam, we see in Shulchan Vav, the Mishmur says, the get of poshim is anything less than Yad Sledas Poi. Which you think about it, is a large gamut over here. We have 98.6, the main am. Anything less than Yatzel Esboi, which is less than 110. So I'm not clear what exactly Poshim over here is, but again, you should make sure that the water that you're using is hot water. Let's say a person did use cold water, or let's say used these soaps over here, not supposed to go use, but the ever that most of the mice is Beseder. Just check you here. What's in the ever that Beseder, what does that mean? The way the Shach and Numus are coming down means that not in case he went to the mikvah already, means he could even be toivel this way once he did it. I come to those who want to argue. The words b'di'evan that Amos says Makar Chaim is once you're toivel. But ma'isel chatchilo to go that way, let's be choishes. Dafka case of hot water over here. But that's the first halacha to get to hot water. Again, chatchilo, a person should do real hot water over here and not do a case of cold water. And the reason we're saying it for, because he hears sticks together. The second thing the Gemara says, a person not use netar and not chol. Now you use netter where Rashi explains the Torah, because your hear will get cut or fall out, and then these hears will be stuck together to other hears. If Bayam said the sugya of chatzitza, and the reason why not use a case of churl, because the hears will stick together. Two separate reasons why not use these two different types of shampoos on top of your head. Lalocho, not clear what exactly these things are, but the shach already brings down that our regular soaps, our zayif, Maisa Adriaba, they clean very well. That's a minig, nichel again of a mitzvah. And the Vandas, you should use a regular soap, not a problem. That's what you should do, and that's the correct thing you'll do. You clean yourself well. Rav Ozan says even soap that has a reach to it, a smell to it, also no problem here. Use these soaps over here. However, there are other swarm discussed. What is the Maisa definition of netar? Look among the Rishayim and the Paiskim, the numerous shot of what it could be, and they point out maybe these ingredients are going inside a soap. Maybe one of them is netar. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Therefore, the Makor Chaim, the Moshe Mordechai says, therefore, lechatchilo, the soap that you're using, afterwards, wash yourself off very well with water to make sure that whatever's left behind is not netar. Fine, that's what the Sforma say. The Maisa of the Metzia says, anyone who takes a shower, use soap, shampoo. Anyway, we do that naturally. Everyone naturally, we have shower, we have water running down on top of us, or a bath, we naturally wash it off. It's not really a problem here. We get the chashash of netar we take care of anyway. However, they do discuss, what about conditioner? There's shampoo in here and there's conditioner. Shampoo is just to clean out the dirt. Conditioner is to make your hair smooth, silky, each one onto its own, take out the oil, whatever exactly it's doing. By conditioner, the way at least how they advertise on the bottle, they have little particles that's still stuck in your hair. They're still there. The loch is by chatzitza, kuf tzadaches, sif alef, sajamo, the chatchila, you should move everything. So, avada b'di eved, it's not worse than the case of noi, you want it there. The case of only chazusa has no mamashis, it's beseder. The question is, lechatchila, should a person use conditioner? Especially when one says it's easier to comb the hair with conditioner, should lechatchila use a case of conditioner? So, the Sefer Marakoyan, or the art scroll, they want tiny little mice, you can, they bring down the Sheva Moshe that way that you can. However, the Bayah, again, they point out, L'chua, there's some mamash over here, that Chili should not go do that. Therefore, all those disagree, they're being not from the Yashiv, the Sefer Pritairo, all Sarah, the Sefer, this came out from Lakewood, want to say Yesh Rem came not to use conditioner. Yevaya lechol apokos the chum of the Ramah and not to have it dilachatchilo. So again, the shadow of Anhog is what to go do. Some say the chatchilo vada is better to go use it. It's easier to call me here. However, again, you always have the question to deal with Ramah in Sif Aleph. In Kufsad Ches, since there are little particles left behind, you have a baya of the chatchila not to have it there. Take a step further, people after they take a shower, people sometimes put on deodorant, antiperspirant, and by the underarms, stop the reich, bad reich, they're coming out. Over there, what happens, sure you want it there, but there's some filament there, makes the hair stick together, you feel sticky over there, and therefore, come on this form and say, a body should not put on deodorant and the perspirant after you take a shower. Because that makes the hair stick together. Not only that, they take it a step further. We know we pass a loch lamaisa, like the University Rambam, that the hair is a mokum b'fnei atzmoi versus the whole entire body. We discussed that in Kufsad Ches Sifei. Is that the hair is one place, on arms is another place. Every place is a place b'fnei atzmoi, or you put it all together. Kemul v'tveres lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bada HaShulchan v'paskin. Each place is a mokum b'fnei atzmoi. Over here is a mokum b'fnei atzmoi, here is a mokum b'fnei atzmoi. You put on deodorant by your base shechi, even let's say you're not machbid, no one's machbid, but most of the hairs are stuck together, ruboy v'einim machbid is a chatzitzo. Therefore, Kamal the Sefer Pritara, and he writes, you have to be very careful about deodorant. Even if you're not machbid, no one's machbid, they want it there. But you have a bayam inside the sugar of Raiv. On the Havona, we go like the Goinim, and every place is a mokum b'fnei atzmoi. Every Beis Shech is a Mokum B'fnei Atzmoi. We have Bayam, so the Sugim Chatzitzo. It depends how it works. The spray and mice stick together, stick and dozzles, same question. Whatever the Metzias is, it will be the same question. Fine, so again, that's negate to using the soaps. Now, negate to, again, we have two aloks, so we have one the hot water, one the soap, that's the base. Negate to hot water, we pass in the Chame Chamo, the mice not a problem. They say the shemus is not a problem. Don't worry about that. And again, we have to makbid, make sure the soaps that we're using usually don't have a problem. But the condition is a question over here. And the shell, advani should not use the case of deodorant. Sif Gimel is discussing what is the correct time to do the act of chafifa. Spilled upon the Gemara in Nida Daf Samach Zayin Amabez Daf Samach Ches. And the Gemara first has four separate sugyas over there. You have to put all four sugyas together. The Gemara first starts off with Amdas Samach Zayin. The question: someone's a marchich chafifa from the tefillah. The chafifa is one zman, and the tefillah is another zman. The Gemara brings down first the memra from Rav Huna. Says whether it's separate by one day, whether it's separate by 2 days, whether it's separate by 3 days, whether it's efshir or loy efshir, shikain aminon, and therefore it's no problem. You can be marchich chafifa up to 3 days, no problem. That's Rav Huna. Kemal Rav Chisda, and he wants a mechalek. Once lo yafshir, 1, 2, 3 days is beseder. Whether you have Shabbos, or the case of Shabbos and Yontif, or Shabbos and 2 days Yontif, is beseder. But hefshir, however, it's efshir to do the same as man, shkein lo yaminon, and therefore the loch is you have to on the same as man. That's Rav Chisda. The Gemara brings down a third member, Rav Yemar. He says no shkein aminon. However, only for the first day and second day, 1 or 2 days. Masha enkei 3 days. He says for karet. Whether it's efshir, even loy efshir, also be machmer, you'll have to chafifa on Shabbos and 2 days yontif, do chafifa after 2 days yontif. The Gemara paskins halacha is like a chister, like a gemar. The pashas of the reading of the Gemara is saying that shekain loy aminon, therefore the efshir you have to be machmer, and the oid even it's loy efshir, or it's only 1 or 2 days, by 3 days also be machmer. Ad kan one sugya. The Gemara goes on further, bringing out a second sugya. A person does chafifa by laylo, can they do tefillah by laylo? The Gemara brings down Marzutra, wants to be machmer. Rashi explains with the story that since a person might be mahar to the tefillah over here, they won't do the chafifa correctly. She's being bald. Or you want Isha to do chafifa correctly to charge of a bayam tzadasugim chafifa of chatzitza. At tzadasheni, Rav Chinano, Mesuryo, he's mekel. The Gemara brings down the maestro from the wife of Resh Galuso, that he came along, that she had a fight with her husband, and night do chafifa over there. And over there we see that he can do chafifa at night. Femachloikis, Marzutro versus Rav Chinano, person can do chafifa at night and be tefillah at night. Second sugyo. Third sugyo, on Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, what's the correct thing to go do? The Gemara starts off with Rava, the Rish Dorish, and you had a Havmino, do Chafif on Erev Shabbos, and then you do a Tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. Then Rava said, I made a mistake, and he quotes Rabbi Yechanan. It says when a person goes to go do, he does not do Chafif on Erev Shabbos, he does Chafif on Motzei Shabbos, and he's talking about Motzei Shabbos. That's the third statement. Now before we get to the fourth statement, Hilchasa Hilchasa, we already have a steer like Gemara. We're having Rava coming from Rabbi Yechanan when it's Lo Yafshir, and the Chafifa is going to be on Motzei Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. Already Paskin earlier, the Hilchasa like Rav Chisda, that it's Lo Yafshir, do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. Before we get to Hilchasa Hilchasa, we already have a steer. Fourth statement in the Gemara, we have a question of Halacha versus Halacha. We have one member that said we do Chafifa by Yoyim and Toivu by Laila. And we're in the second member that says, not be do Chafifa only by Laila. That the Gemara answers, a chil between Efshir and Lo Efshir. What does it mean, the chil between Efshir and Lo Efshir? To be different, Pshatim Amon, we showed him on the page. But Rashi come along and says, Efshir means you can go during the day. Then do Chafifa during the day, like you mentioned earlier, Asma Zutro, there might be a ball over here, a person might be overwhelmed by the moment. They even do Chafifa by the day, you can't, not water, and then go to Mikvah at night. Lo Efshir, can't go during the day. Okay, so let's say Shabbos. Then do Chafifa at night. Kemal Lashiltas disagrees with Rashi, has his rayas. What's a fakert? The case of Efshir is you can do by night. If you can't do by night, you want to do some tefillah to the case of Chafifa. And therefore, if Efshir by night, do by night. If it's Lo Efshir, then do it during the day. That means Rashi the Shiltas is causing Biyoim Chol. And the question is it Efshir meaning Biyoim? That's Rashi. Efshir is Belaila, that's the Shiltas. We're not discussing Biyom Mechal, Dim Shana Sukhitadali. We're discussing a case with the Hemshich of the Gemara, Rova from Yechidon. We're discussing Erev Shabbos, the case of Motzei Shabbos. And that's the halacha we're discussing Efshir Lo Efshir. Is it Yontif or not Yontif? Biyom Mechal, Vaytam, not discussing. That's not Shana Sukhitadali. Fine, so again, we have three Pshatim over here. That means, again, to be clear, we have four separate members of the Gemara. Any way you look at a Sugya, there are kashas over here. All these Shem have to answer and say, it came just in the Sugya. Then again, we have one Sugya, Mach Chfifa and Tfilo, that's like more Paskins, Rav Chizza and Rav Yemar. We have a second Sugya of Chfifa Balailo, that's Mach Logis Mar Zutro, and Chinino. We have a third Sugya of Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Rav is Maskon from Yechle to Motzei Shabbos. We have a fourth Sugya, Hilchasal Hilchasal, Machlokes the Shiltas and Rashi Yemechol Efshir Balailo was Efshir B'Yoyim. Lalocho came on Rashi. He passes very clearly that the Ikya Avadir, if it's Yemechol, could go during the day. We don't want Isha to be overwhelmed by the moment to be bowled over here. She might not do the Chivah correctly. By Abba Tzad the Sugya of Chatzitz over here, and therefore if your option go do Chafiva during the day, go during the day. And that's the Rashbam, the Reim Shito. And the Shach over here says the Iku is Rashi. It's true, because Tiru, but that's what Chazal wants. We have to realize, even Rashi himself points out, it's a little bit schwer over here. You want some of. But since it's better to worry the concept of being bold over the concept of Samach, and therefore the Iku says the Shach is like Rashi, Chfifa during the day. Second Shito, the Shiltus, said, no, we want the idea of being Samach over here. Look among the Rishonim, that's the Ikka they go. That's the Rambam, that's the Raivid, that's the Balamor, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Avon, the Ben Yonison, the Kolboy, the Arches Chaim, the Rekeach. They pass them like the Shiltas, the Ikkas at night, and tell the Sugya of Smicho, Samach Tfilo, to the act of Chfif over here. That's when we read the Mechab over here. The Mechab starts off, the Ikka is the Shiltas. The Shach sends you to the Marshal and Shuvo, to the Mon Shuvo. And they say, Vakar, the Ikki the Shiltas. Read the Goin on the page, the Goin Sivkon, hey, he says, the Loch is, Kol HaPlaiskim like a Shiltas. The Sivkon Yud Aleph said, drop lost, drop different the Goin, Rave HaPlaiskim like the Shiltas. Why one time Kol, one time Rave? But certainly the Ikka Loch is over here is like the Shiltas. So you have the Shach saying the Ikki is Rashi, and then we have the Rave Yishem saying the Loch is Ikki like the Shiltas, Duch HaFifa Balailo. Step further, third thing, once you rush things out of Machlaikis, and the Rosh sounds like the Ikka Halacha should be like the Shiltas. He ends off, Minig Yafo. We have a Minig, a Losh and Mechaber, a Minig Kosher, Kleisol, Bichoshim and Bolt Shitas. Therefore, says the Rosh, one time of the Torah, Mechaber, that person is first to start doing the Chafifa during the day, lean inside the night, Therefore, you start during the day, you have Rashi, and Samach you have going into the night. Moist of the Rosh, the Oid make it even better. You do this at home, you should go to the mikvah and take with you a comb, and in the mikvah, comb you here a second time. So therefore, you'll have doing it Mamash Samach. That means doing it in your home is not Mamash Samach. You do it, number one, at home, and then Mamash, a Srika in the base of Merchatz, that's even better over here. So like, there's a double stage of a Minig Yafa, that's towards all one idea over here, that number one, start at home, be mamshik at home till the night time, at night time go to the mikvah, and then come here over there. Again, Loshon L'Rosh, Minig Yafa, Loshon L'Mechaber, it's a Minig Kosh over here. Come on, L'Shach, and he says, true, we have this Minig, we have a better Minig. And the way how now the Banei Shulchan points out, really, Kitzur seems to say that why is the Shach saying a better Minig in the Mechaber not? The Shach says, I'll tell you better. Start everything in the mikvah during the day and go into the night, and you have some of Mamish. That means the Mechaber says, do two things. Start at home, go into the night at home, go to the mikvah and come here a second time. Says the Shach, what's better than that? Go to the mikvah during the day, do everything in the mikvah, the Beis HaMerachatz, during the day, that goes into the night. Do not do a second stage and go to the mikvah. Again, the Badai, the kids seem to say, why the Mechaber does not say this? Seem to be Mitzias, they now have a Beis HaMerachatz by the Mokma Tfilo. They just didn't have it that way. It wasn't set up that way. The Beis HaMerachatz was one place, Melizum or whatever. Mikvah was somewhere else. And even the Mechaber said, practically, what to go do? How to get both? Number one, start the Beis HaMerachatz. Finish at night, come over and calm yourself. The Shach says, I have a better idea. Once we now have the Beis HaMerachatz by the Mokma Tfilo, had the Mamish one went after another, and therefore start during the day, go into the night, and go right into the mikvah. So again it comes out, be clear, we have Rash Shita during the day, that's a Shach. The second thing, we have the Shiltas, we have Paiskim, that's a night, that's an Ikin, we have Paiskim, we Mechaber. Nice, the meaning is we start during the day, and we lead into the night. Now, just to understand what's the avona of the shilta step further in Rashi. According to the shiltas, is it osur if a person do chafifa during the day? Or no, it's better to do it at night. Samach is better. So that's when you use the Torah, you the Beis Yosef. Losh in the Torah is mutav, it's better at night. Beis Yosef said, no, let's read the Losh in the Gemara. Do not do chafifa only at night. You're supposed to only do it at night. The other Beis Yosef says, we do not do it during the day. You only do it at night. Jesus the Tyro, Tzadah Sheni, those ones say no. Maishi Eloshna Tor, Makor Chaim, Parashim, why do you want to tie no? No, it's only a mutav. But again, at the end of the day, you can also do it during the day, even according to the Shiltas. The Maishi Sforum do say, let's say a situation you did during the day, and you cannot do it now at night. There's no Beis HaMerachatz. There's no hot water around. Even the Shiltas agrees when you cannot do it, you're Samachat during the day. I mean, the whole Machlokes Tor and the Beis Yosef, it's dafka when you have an option doing it at night, don't do chafifa during the day. But says the Parashat Yemoyim, the Kishkon Aruch and others, even if you do not have the option, avadik b'semach on the chafifa during the day. That's not a shiloh. It's not worse than the case of loyafshur. Same thing. Negeir to Rashi. Rashi said, do it during the day. So if you cannot do it during the day, it's a case of Shabbos, you can do it at night. Simple reading the Gemara. But less in the case you personally themselves, not a thing in the tzibur, Shabbos in the tzibur. Let's say a person has his own einus. He does not have water during the day. He now do chafifa at night. So again, you look on the Shach sends you to the Amon, Shuvah, and Marshal, and Taz. They point out, also Rashi agrees, if you did not do it during the day, you can do it at night. If you're makom einus, even your own personal einus, also you do it at night. That means at the end of the day, this is arguing what you should do. But let's say you're stuck. Sinus Shulter says you can do it during the day, even though you are personally stuck, not negate Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. And say Rashi, even you personally stuck, the halacha is, you also do it during the night. Now we have the halacha here that were chushu the Shulters, some say make a halacha, again of smichlus. How long is Samach? You do chafifa 8 o'clock at night, and then you want to go to the mikvah 12 o'clock at night. It's 4 hours difference. It's in the same oino. Is that nichl get of Samach over here? So there is a Yireim, and the Yireim says, Halacha is 2 or 3 hours, Nichla Gedev Samach. 2 or 3 hours. This is Shiloh, what came to the Yireim discussing our Kimto, but later on the Sim, in the case we found a Chatzitza afterwards. The Maisa, the Shalom Eshev, and the Marsham bring down the Yireim on our Sugyo. Smichlus is within 3 hours. That's Nichla Gedev Smichlus. Agam can argue the point, The Shor Mitzvah Balacha says the loss of Samach and Kol Tarkula. We not know that by Samach by Mincha is a half hour. Samach by the case of by Pesach is a half hour, not doing Melacha, and therefore should be a half hour. But he says the Rambam says 3 hours. Vosner also, when he discussed it, he said the Vada Samach should be Samach Mamish. But at the end of it, he had up to 3 hours. That's the Rambam over here. So again, we have a Rambam that the place can be down. No, this is in the shoulder sheet, in the shoulder. So discussing in the shoulder, saying the gather is up to 3 hours. Now, Vadra Vosner says that Achila do more and better. You see that even especially from the Shach over here. The Shach says it's nothing to be better than Machaber, that even walking will take time, better to Mamish Samach. Avada is better to Samach Mamish. But you have up to 3 hours. More than that, you won't get the shiltas.
3 hours during the day, just finish it within 3 hours.
So the shiltas stands that when it's a different oino, that's a different zman already. We'll see that later on in the sermon clearly. They do point out this halacha, they were saying, we have two ideas of shiltas. And Rashi, a person is bohol. Let's say a person is not bohol. You get it about two cases. Well, let's say the husband's not around. But the common case is a kala. Does she have to worry about this Indian of doing chavifa during the day? So we have the Pesach Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Zayin. We discussed this question. Negates the sugya of going to the tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. The Amor of the Sepei says that you should not go to tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. Kuf on Friday night. Could you be in Mekel on the sugya of chavifa? Chavifa should be done on Erev Shabbos. Say Pesach Tshuva, but not by a kala. A kala that have no baya sugya being bohol. They can argue the point, same thing negate an Isha when the husband is not around, not negate the Sugya Bahol. And therefore, you can do Chafifa even like Atchila, even according to Rashi, at night time. Now, when a person, let's say Makom Matzarech, has to do Chafifa at night, how in the world is there a way of, how long is his man Chafifa then? Or is there a way of getting Shitas Rashi? So again, the Ilam Sul, the Shachavir, he sends you to the Marshal, he sends you to the Ramah, both in Tshuva, Mashal is quoting Muhammad Padavo. They come along and say, to get the Yisoid of the concept of Rashi, again, not as Halacha, but get his Lumdus over here, is to make sure Chafifa takes an hour. An hour. If you have an hour, you take care of everything. Take care of everything. You're not going to be bold. That means you should walk into the mikvah, say, I'm not going out of the mikvah to go to the tefillah less than only after an hour. And therefore, you have the Yisoid of the concept of Rashi, brought down clearly all by all the Paiskim. That means Mashal, Ramah, and Tshuva, right? Take an hourglass, turn it upside down, went for an hour, and make sure it goes for a whole entire hour, and then go to the case of tefillah. Now, what does that mean? The Sforza speak out clearly. It means from the beginning of the to the end, cutting your nails, going to the water, hot water, combing your hair, all that is nichel together, you can do in 1 hour, afterwards go inside the mikvah. And that will get Rashi. Now, to understand what that means, point out certain questions. First, does chafifa during the day, like it says in Shulchan Aruch? Do you have a loch of an hour? The whole reason why we're doing an hour for it means sad to get the lumdus of Rashi and not being bohol, being overwhelmed by the moment, do chafifa correctly. If I'm doing it during the day, I mamash have Rashi. And if you're up Yisvara, there's no din of an hour to do chafifa during the day. So if also, when he brings it down, he said, Echlami up Yisvara, there's no makar for it. However, we tell the Noshim anyway, an hour, the chopok is a half hour. Maybe not to confuse day and night, not sure why. Maisa, but the Priya Sado, or the Bingnam from the Yashu, Peschezut, and others, but Maisa, there's no Makar for that. During the day, you do what's on the Shulchan Aruch, there's no reason for that. Dr. Shuvah says it's a minute of a half hour. Brings down a Sefer Imre Torah, it's a minute of a half hour. But Maisa comes out, at night, you need the hour. During the day, half hour, a mile of an hour, but no halach of an hour. Now, they discuss, once we have the concept of Gang Rashi, not being bold, what's waiting an hour? Take care of the sugya of the chatzitzes, maybe you have another eitzah. We have balanitz by the mikvah that check the isha. Now certain mikvahs check very well. Some people appreciate it, some don't appreciate it. And some mikvahs don't check very well. Let's say you have a mikvah that checks very well. Can you be samech to the balanit? And therefore I'll get the inyan of Rashi of an hour. Why do an hour? I'll do it in 20 minutes. I go to the mikvah, balanitz can check me all over. What's the bayah? I'm overwhelmed by the moment. I didn't do a correct chafifa and have a chatzitz over here. She checked me. And I had the Yisrael of Rashi. And therefore, I should not be worried about this anhoga of 1 hour of the shach. So the Sefer Taras Yisrael, being down the salocha, he said, Maisa, hey chalami, about little Maisa's Vesader. The being down the Moshe, the Torah of Aro, same idea. The pre Taras says the same thing, aloch la Maisa. They point out these makaris are quoted that have a problem. The Taisa Sol is quoting Shlom Kluger Ikinah Seifrim. You look him up, he says that only mitzchos, Aleph. Second, Moshe and Torah Vayro, and Tshuva, he says, Fakert. Your day Chal Beis and Pe'alav, he says, not that way. He says, even if you have a balance, you still need an hour. I don't know how Torah Vayro came out with his life in his yeshiva, don't know what happened. Number three, did they have balance in those days? We know the Lachat Kufs had a Chesif, Mem. He was a balance even in those days. You have to have a balance. It's true the balance is not for Chatzitzis, not to check you over the balance, to make sure the hair goes underneath the water. But they have balanit. So why doesn't the Shach, Ramah, anyone give the Eitzah? Very simple Eitzah. Check her over. Make sure everything's fine. Why is that Eitzah not brought down anywhere? We have to come along a safe that came out 70 years ago to say this. Shalom Kluger already 200 years ago. What happened was Mav Shulchan Aruch and onwards. Therefore, Avosner writes, Avadi cannot be Semech Balanit. We want you to make sure you do the Chavifa correctly. They might want to be Mitzarefit, make it Limit Schushyubai. But Avada Loch is, we want either Isha do during the day, or spend an hour a night. Now, when they say an hour a night, what does the hour mean? We know an hour is a shaylah of shazmanias, or is it a case of shoshavo? So again, if you look up the tshuva inside the Marshal, Marshal writes 1 hour 24 hours. He writes that to be a case of shoshavis. Rabbi Sfar, makes sense. Why does manias? Why in the winter should be longer than the summer, or vice versa? So it means 60 minutes. Now the shaylah discusses 60 minutes means is a din of 60 minutes. Well, no, it means the concept of 60 minutes. Beard over. Let's say Isha has short hair, and she knows that give her all the time in the world, no kids, no job, no everything, her husband can take care of everything, she can relax, and she has no phone with her, she can't talk to anybody. How long will it take for her to do Chafifa? And she knows it takes the most 40 minutes. Is that enough? Because the Maisa, that is how much she knows she needs over here. Well, no, because I'll say 1 hour. So again, the Moshe and Tshuva, Chel Beis and Pei Beis, Pei Aleph, and the Oshkol and others go where Burke would say, that get over here is make sure you're not bald. If she knows 100% that after 40 minutes with all the time in the world she'll take care of everything, that's her hour is 40 minutes. Asana Sheni, you look in the Kitzer, with Archon Shulchan, with the Archon Tshuva, bring down the Lashon Shom Mamish. It sounds that way in the Tshuva, if you look in the Marshal and the Ramah, discussing making an hourglass, that you turn it over, and the mamash till all the sand goes out after an hour. It's like the mamash in an hour, and it could be either inside the sugi of like plug, or because maybe some nashim will be more heter. Me, it takes 40 minutes, really takes them longer. And therefore, we say the loch is an hour. So there seems to be a shalot in the svarim, and I heard from nashim what the nahogi is, but the mice the correct thing you tell them an hour, because I see lav nashim are being more heter upon themselves, me, it takes less, and it's lav dafkut, that's true, that's so. They maybe need more time. We tell them, Mais Nechor should be an hour over here. Now, what you're saying, the loch over here of an hour is at night, and the Chor B'ikid not during the day, take it maybe a step further. Let's say she goes to Mikvah during the day. That means you know the loch already, it Kuf Tzadik Zayin, but Mokum Einis, you go during the day and the eighth day. So if you go to Mikvah during the day, Chafiva they do during the day, according to Rashi, is that enough? Or no, you have to have a case of an hour over there. We have to say there's a loch of an hour. So there's a Rishon already, the Ravon, and Shem Shin Chavav, and he says that a Maisa, even go to the Mikvah during the day, you saw Kedoy Shemaim. You don't have Tashmish. Chur Bira Dover is that even though Midinoi, we came across, already, Simi Kuf Pei Dalet, in the Pesach Tshuva, that a Vayah Tashmish during the day, Midinoi is Mutter if you have a biased offal. If you have a good shrist, Midinoi is Mutter. Or if you have Tamachochem, Mapel Betalisa, Midinoi is Mutter. However, in Hogan Chaisel is not the way, it's still Kedoshim, we don't do that. And therefore, there's no Chash of Tashmush, therefore, she won't be overwhelmed by the moment, therefore, we do not need the case of an hour. That's one way of saying it over. But the Shulchan is not too happy with that, because the Maitha Medinoi Tashmush is Mutter. He comes up with another idea. We go back to Kufsar Gzayin, it's Sifhei, there are more Paskins, that when you go to Mikvah during the day and the eighth day, aren't have a Chokri, now the Tashmush. Medinoi, we have the Locha, not having Tashmush. If that's so, we're back to the idea that Medina, we do not need to have a case of 1 hour over here. Now, in the case of the loch of an hour, when do we say an hour? When do we say what says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and the Shach? That means you have to realize there are two different things over here. You look up the Tshuva, the Ramah, the Marshal inside. You take out the Ramah and Tshuva. Simon Yudches is Marshal speaking. Simon Yudches is Ramah speaking. That means in the Ramah, there are two Tshuvas there. The Marshal and the Ramah. Over there, the case of discussing was that it seemed to be that they used to build mikvahs around shuls. Not just a problem with Manazeh, they had mikvahs around shuls. The Gemara is discussing how their mikvahs around shuls. When you go chafifah during the day, when men are going to mikvah. When you come out of the mikvah at night, when coming out from Mariv. You have a bayam, it's at the sugyot tzniyas. Simukut tzadachas, simukhas, you have a bayam tzniyas. People see you, people know about. You're mobbing down, or sheikhiv im behemo. Mam shiklal over here. So bayam tzad sugyot tzniyas. So Noshim would not appreciate it. So Noshim start to go do, let's say the mikvah was during the week. They would not go to the mikvah during the week. They'll wait till Motz Shabbos. Then they'll do the chafifa all of Motz Shabbos. They go to the mikvah Motz Shabbos. It's not the sugyot tzniyas. That was a problem that's being set up in the question over there. Kamal the Mashal and the Magristim. If that's the problem over here, you want to get Rashi Shita going during the day. That's my sense. My list of Indian over here. You have a bayam to or sheikhim and behemo. The makom einis makom atzarech al tzniyas will let you go at night, do an hour, you get the concept of Rashi, and go to the mikvah at night. That means what is the kimto of the shach? It's according to the Amor, the Marshal, that person can go at night. The kimto is makom tzniyas, but makom einis. You have no other option but him of or sheikhim and behemo. Then we'll let you go at night, and then for that do an hour, get the concept of Rashi. Kainze, the swamping down. Let's say you go to the chafifa during the day, you go to the mikvah, let's say you don't have this issue, but you have older children in the house, and they realize why it might be going during the day. You have bayam, it's on the sugya of tzniyas. Echnami, you have the marshal that says you can go then at night, do an hour in the mikvah, you get the concept of Rashi, and do tefillah at night. That means we have a heter, the sight of the hour is coming from a core of tzniyas and mokmo inis. Let's say you have don't have this in over here. It's not tzniyas, not oinus. Stop. I can go during the day, chfifo, at night, chfifo. I have no job, I have no kids, no one's bothering me, nothing. What's the loch in that case? Says it a parashi moinin? If the nokshash iser, I thought he had to go during the day. Shach says the ik is Rashi. Did it constantly get a Rashi at night, but a vad during the day? Says master shekel, like plug, a vad would go during the day. That's the loch. Like given hours when you're stuck. When you're not stuck, we do what's said in Shulchan Aruch. We do what the shach says. We go during the day. I mean, you have to realize the whole situation of at night, the man walking, is when you're stuck. The arsar and swam get involved even further. Once we had this mashallah, we had this crossing einus and tznius. Let's say you do chaviva during the day, and you have kids around, not mitzvah tznius, and they're going to bother you, or you have a job that's going to bother you, and you know you're afraid not to do chaviva well, because it's just the massive is not set up correctly. Also, maybe it's nichol the concept of the mashal or the amo. That the whole reason of Rashi, you don't want to be bowl, but the people around you bowl. So fine, so also you can do it at night. But let's say there's no one around. It's not a case over here of being bowl, nobody can bother you, there's no job, no kids. Then the fact we do what Shulchan Aruch says. That means you have to realize the idea of an hour at night is only when you're bad some stuck. Stuck, defining whatever the definition of stuck is. If so, let's take it down to the next stage. Avadal and Chila would go chafifa during the day. Choshu Rashi. In Avrach and Kail, your wife wants to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kail during the day. She was taught that way correctly. Do you leave Kail to watch the kids? Or you say Torah, Tam Torah Kinek Kulam. Do you Avadal Seder to watch the children? So bring down from Avhal Bushtam, and Avoza said in Shir Shev Alevi, and Levu Shei Oz, the Maisa, Torah, maybe they Maisa. This is the Maisa, this is Dan Hog over here, and Yimav Atal Seidit, go watch the kids. They bring down the Lashon of Halbushtam, if Nei Torah not become Kaim Salacha, who will be Kaim Salacha? With the Baal Batim. Who is this for then? Yimav Atal Seidit. Avtel Shedi, of Morgenstern, his Savior brings down, Lobiash says, no, Torah. We have a Tzarech over here. Kodeshoni gets a Baal, depends if you have a Chavrus or not. Go home. So Maisa is a shalom among the swarm. What to go do with Maisa and Vatal Seder? But really, the best of the two sugyas over here. One mitzvah, the sugya of Bittul Torah. There's another sugya mitzvah, the mitzvah's oino. Numerous people, the spouses, appreciate very much when the husband will come home to watch the kids, she can do chafifa. Mitzvah, the mitzvah's oino, your relationship with your wife and the appreciation to show that you care and you want, you're interested, and you want to do the correct hanhoga and the halacha. Most people, the wives really appreciate it. I think there's no machlokes in that case. Avada, then you do go home. That means you're married 40 years, and she says, I don't care, stay in yeshiva, don't make a difference. Fine. Then you have a shalah, chavrusa, not chavrusa, vat torah. But I think most of us over here, the relationship with our spouses, she appreciates when you come home. Then the time mitzvah about to come home, you watch the kids, you take care of the thing that she needs to go do, you make the supper that night. Once a month, you make supper, maybe make your eggs, what they can know how to go do. Fine, that shows you chibur to her, mitzvah. So, what is the correct time to go do chafifa? I like to make, I think, 6 stages over here. 6 levels, what to go do practically. So, first, start with the Moshe Tshuva, maybe the Kasha. Moshe has a question. The mikvah opens up at nighttime. They do not open up during the day. Now, our mikvah open up during the day. They open up an hour beforehand. But let's say mikvah only opened up at seis. The question was asked him, do you go to the mikvah at night and do chafifa there for 1 hour? Or no, you do chafifa at home during the day and then go to the mikvah and do any tayvel. What wins out? At night, an hour? Or day and tayvel again at night? Which one is better? Come on, Moshe. He says the halacha here is that a person should do chafifa at night for 1 hour by the mikvah. That's what wins out, doing it during the day. That means, and he says why? You have Rashi. You get the concept of Rashi. That means choice during the day or at night. He says do at night 1 hour. Now, with Moshe Lechora, there are 2 problems over here. One is, why does it say like the Mechaber says? Go during the day, lean into the night, and go to the night, but make her calm yourself. Why in the world does not say that for? Maybe there's no option that way. But ask even further, what's the law of every Motzei Shabbos? Everyone knows, all of us should know what they do every Motzei Shabbos. Every should they do Chavivah and Erev Shabbos. And then they do Ksas on Motzei Shabbos. What's the lungs of Ksas? Seems to the Taz. That Be'etzem we're doing a full Chavivah on Motzei Shabbos, except usually when you clean yourself well on Erev Shabbos, the amount of the Kol Mihir is much less time. The amount of the Iyan Chafifa is much less time. Therefore, what we're doing on Motzei Shabbos is a Chafifa of Chazal. Except, since you did Erev Shabbos, and we get Rashi, and we get Motzei Shabbos, and we do both. Why didn't Rav Moshe say very simple? Do Erev Shabbos, do during the day at home, and go at night, and do what it says over here, like the Mon Sif Dalit says, by Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. So see, there is a question upon Moshe, and they say, Tzorchi Ngodol. Moshe left it out, Lechura. But again, very simple, what you should go do. That's first, B'tzama Moshe. A second, just in general, what's the option? Let's say, Eich Lami, at the end of the day, you can only do Chafifa during the day, or only at night. Let's say that's Moshe, that only the 2 options you do have, what to go do. When Moshe says, you go at night, and you do an hour, you have the idea of Rashi, especially if Rashi is the only case of a Motav. Agam, there's a Shai Toyer, and the Oscar ones go for carrot, so that you should do everything during the day. Or beside Rashi, is a Shalom among the Swarm, what's better? Then I'll preposterous Rashi. The Moshe is correct. If you only have 2 options, at night is better than during the day. Fine. With that, just make what I think the halacha. Make 2 sections. The halacha lechatchila, the case of b'shas chak. Lechatchila, there are two things go do. Either number one, the best thing is a shach. Shach says, go to the mikvah before during the day, before tzeis kechavim. Start then. Go into the night and go into the mikvah. Noshim tell me that if you want to go at 7, 8, 9 o'clock, it's not always easy to get an appointment, to get a room, but it seems that at Shkia time is very easy. So, forget, if you want to save time, easy. Maisa, some odd reason it's easier to get an appointment by the mikvahs, get a room, is manly. And that, Maisa, that's the shach, nothing. That is the correct thing, lechatchilo. The second thing, lechatchilo, some Noshim and certain mikvahs don't appreciate using the room for an hour, they don't like the ambience of the mikvah. Not sure why, depends how it's set up. The second thing is, go to the mechaber. The mechaber says, start during the day, lead into the night, and then go to the mikvah and call me here a second time. Those are 2 things, lechatchila. Anything else less than that is only makom atzarich. That's clear. That's the mechaber, that's the shach. The whole idea of an hour is only makom atzarich. That means that people, let's say Isha, newlywed, Maldafna, Arzi, wherever they live, they have time. There's absolutely no reason not to do what either Shach or the Mechaber says. And they do otherwise, they're wrong. Now, if you stop, you can't do Chafifa during the day for its reason, whether Ein is, or whether it can be Baal over here, or you can't do Chafifa correctly, Yachshash Isser, then we have 4 next levels over here. What to go do? So the Chura, Next level is, like an Erev Shabbos, when you're stuck, what do? We do Chafifa during the day. And then we do Kisas again, Matzah Shabbos. But the next level is, do everything during the day. And then go again, on Matzah Shabbos, do a case of Kisas. If you can't do that, you can do anything during the day. The next thing is, then the Shach of an hour at night. That's the next level. That means the Raya against Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says at night, do an hour, much Shabbos, no one does that. Everyone does, first thing you should do is during the day. That means you can't do it, let's say, an hour before Shkia, leaning into the night. You can only do it, let's say, in the morning. In the morning, do everything. Then at night, you should go to the mikvah and do Sas Chafifa. If you can't do that, then do everything at night for the case of an hour. That's the next level. If you cannot do that, next thing is, start, do everything at a home at night for an hour, then go to the mikvah, and do, call me here. If you can't do that, the last level, like the Mechaber and Sifei, is do all Chafifa during the day. It's not worth the case of Tefillah B'Lel Shabbos. You do Chafifa during the day and nothing at night. So again, it comes out, again, if you have the option, we don't go do everything during the day leading into the night, Mechaber and Shach. If you don't have the option, first thing is, do everything during the day, and then repeat it at night. Second option is at night with an hour. Second option, night and hour in the mikvah. Third option, night and an hour at home and then come yourself in the mikvah. And the fourth option, during the day. Now, it says to start during the day, leading into the night. What does that mean, start during the day? It says, I don't know, 7:30 berach. No chance. 8 o'clock. Much later. 8:30. It says 8:30. Fine. Right. It says 8:30. You mean you start 8:29? So again, Pash is we don't want a person to be bahal. Apiswar Shabbat, it means the ikka chafifa, the combing of the hair, should be done during the day that leads into the night. That's the Pashas. Hagam, Bala Shulchan points out, the Losh of the Mechav does not sound that way. The retail Losh sounds like you start during the day. Maisa, we tell all our Losh to start before Shkia. So anyway, usually, till the case of taste, they usually go to mikvah. Most nashim won't go before 20, 30 minutes. Usually, anyway, you have the idea of starting the day, leading the case at night. Again, the idea of starting should be the ikka chafifa should be during the day. Now, there is a loshim, the moin am, or the nashim seem to say that you do one thing during the day, everything at night. Now, first of all, I see the or yitzchok lemar koyin, ein ze makar. No reason for it. I finally saw a safe yesterday in Ol Sara. He brings down a hybrid moira. Rosh says, do one thing during the day. I have no idea why. Especially, we pass him, what is Chafifa? Cyrus, combing. The fact that she cut her nails in the morning, what in the world have to do the act of Chafifa? That's the minute Tov Klal Yisrael. So this idea that the Noshim say, I do one thing during the day, might help for it, mitzad time-wise at night. But otherwise, it should not help mitzad balocha of what Chazal wants. You should still, anyway, have either the idea of starting the day, leading it tonight, or doing the hour at night. And I don't know why some say one thing, two things, what you gain out of that, and you should do what's said over here in Shulchan Aruch. Fine. But at the end of the day, just to be clear, I know people come over and argue, Stark, because I know I'm against what the Moin Am seems to go do. The Moin Am seems to do everything at night for an hour. That, again, is not the correct anhaga. Again, you learn the sugyo. I'm arguing with Chavim, and at the end of the day, no one had any answers to me why that is not that way. The correct thing is what says the Mechaber or the Shach, start during the day, leading tonight. That's Rashi, that's Shiltis. The idea of the Shach looking at the Makari is only when you stop. And again, Vatal Seder, again, this is, you know, I think that's the correct and what a person should go do. On Sunday, we'll continue with Sif Dal onwards. Slavov.